Welcome to the St. Luke's Lubbock Sermon Podcast. Enjoy this sermon by Dr. Andy Hurst.
Good morning. How are y'all doing? I think I would just love to keep on worshiping. We're continuing in worship, just not the singing part. But that was powerful this morning. Okay, so there's an old story, an old story about this little boy who found a rat in his backyard. He jumped on it, he stomped on it, and he killed it. He was so proud of himself that he grabbed the rat by the tail and he ran inside the house to show it to his mother. But the boy didn't realize that the preacher had come to visit their house that day. So the excited boy ran into the house, carrying the rat by the tail, hollering at his mom, "Mom, look what I found, look what I found. I found this rat, and I jumped on it, and I stomped it." And then, just then, he saw the preacher. And he finished his sentence by saying, "And the Lord called him home." Here's a little boy who already had this idea spinning around in his head that he had to clean up his act for someone else. And we too, maybe we put on our Sunday best clothes or our Sunday best attitudes, and maybe we show up here not for the preacher, right? Not putting on a show for the preacher, but maybe for those folks that matter to us. But the truth is, we all have messiness, uncleanliness in our lives. Truth is, maybe we're not carrying around a rat in our hands, but we do have hurts and sins and needs and brokenness in our hearts. We have sickness and hurts and needs in our lives physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, relationally. So this morning, God's word for us is about Jesus having a face-to-face encounter with a man that needed to be made clean. And you know what? Jesus made him clean. Make no mistake, Jesus made him whole. God's great desire this morning is not just for us to talk about how Jesus made a leper from 2,000 years ago, how he made him whole, but for us to let Jesus make us whole. Lord Jesus, this morning, as surely as you met this man on the road, God, come and meet us here in this house. Lord, our circumstances may be different, but our need is just as great. And you alone can touch us and make us clean. You and you alone can touch us and make us whole. So this morning, Jesus, this isn't our church. This is your church. Not just our house, your house. We belong to you, Jesus. Come and do what needs to be done in every single one of us here this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I don't know if y'all watch The Chosen, but sometimes it's so clearly powerful, and that does a great job of doing Luke chapter 5. So this morning, four things we need to know about our unnamed leper. We don't know him. We just know him as the leper that met Jesus. First, we need to know about his diagnosis. According to Luke, who wasn't just the author of a gospel, he was also a first century physician, our unnamed man is covered with leprosy. Not a spot here, not a spot there, not a mild case, not just a little bit under the weather. He was covered with leprosy, and most likely his disease was terminal. Back in the day, those three words covered with leprosy constituted the kiss of death. In fact, in the first century mind, leprosy was worse than death. The disease made a person dead to his or her family and community. And leprosy severely disfigured people. Their skin would literally fall off their flesh. Their nose would often collapse. Their bones would twist and their hands would curl up and wither. And because people understood leprosy as an extremely physically contagious disease, lepers were exiled from everyone that they loved. They were untouchable. The leper's physical needs were obviously painful, and there was no human cure. His emotional needs, however, were just as devastating. He was completely and continually cut off from the relationships and people that mattered in his life. His spiritual needs were also overwhelming because leprosy was considered to be a curse and punishment from God. All lepers were labeled not just as physically contagious, but as spiritually unclean. They were never allowed to enter the temple of God, and whatever they came in contact with was also considered unclean. So if a leper, if a leper touched this piano right here, and then my Bible touched this piano, and then my Bible touched the water bottle, and then, I'm coming out. And then if my water bottle accidentally touched Emma, right? Then guess what, Emma? Sorry, you're unclean. All because the piano was unclean. The touch of our touch of water touched you. So contagiousness was understood to be moving outward from the unclean to those who were clean. Uncleanliness, in fact, in the video, did you see the guy? He was worried about just the stuff blowing on him. Uncleanliness flowed outward from the person who was leprous. Therefore, lepers were rejected, they were judged, they were shunned, and they were isolated. So if you ever did hear someone crying out, unclean, unclean, you kept your distance. But Jesus didn't turn away from the leper, right? He turned to the leper. Second, we need to know about the leper's daily protocol. Just, you know, what did he do every day? How was he required to go about his daily life? Requirement number one, lepers were required to keep their distance from others. Keeping your distance meant if I, you know, the clean person, and walking down one side of the street, the leper was supposed to walk down the other side. Keeping your distance meant never getting closer than 6 feet to anyone in your own family. Keeping your distance meant staying up to 150 feet away from folks, depending on how the wind was blowing. Last night, I had to go up to Central, and so when I went to Central, the wind was kind of blowing from the southeast. You know what that means? That means the feedlot blows right to the church, you know. That's what this was. That was the feedlot blowing on you. It's obvious that the leper here in Luke 5 violated the required protocol when it came to encountering Jesus. He didn't care what anybody thought. He had to get to Jesus. Requirement number two, if a leper ever approached or came close to anyone, they were required to shout, unclean, unclean. This defining label was not just how they were viewed by others, but it's how they viewed themselves. Unclean, unworthy, unwanted. Requirement number three, lepers were required to tear their clothes, to self-identify as being in a state of perpetual, continual grieving. If you've ever been through loss, you know, going to the funeral home or going to the funeral, that kind of grieving, this is the way they were expected to live, always grieving. Leprosy was known as the living death, and lepers were seemingly the original walking dead. They were unworthy outcasts to be avoided. No eye contact was allowed. No attention whatsoever was permitted. They were thought of and treated as being less than human. Third, we need to notice the leper's posture. Look at verse 12 of Luke 5. It says, while he was in one of the cities, there came a man full of leprosy. And when he saw Jesus, he fell on his face and he begged him, Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean. So the leper, you know, he falls on his face, right? You know, not on a stage at some church, right? But in his face was in the dirt. His face in the ground. He comes to Jesus with absolute humility. acknowledging his absolute dependency upon Jesus. I mean, he puts his face in the ground before Jesus, and he comes as we are to come. He comes totally available and receptive to whatever Jesus wants to do. He is submitting himself to Jesus. This morning, are you willing to bow yourself to Jesus? To bow your life before the one and only one who is worthy of your worship, before the one and only one who is worthy of your love, to bow your life before the one and only one who can meet the needs, the one and only one who can meet the needs that you have in your life this morning. Catherine Kuhlman said this. She said, the Heavenly Father does not ask for golden vessels, right? He does not ask for silver vessels. God asks for yielded vessels. Those who will submit their will to the will of the Father. And the greatest human attainment in all of the world is for a life to be so surrendered to Him that the name of God Almighty will be glorified through that life. I wonder this morning, have you ever made yourself that yielded to Jesus? Have you literally ever got down on your face before the King of Kings, before the living God? Have you ever bowed your heart, yielded your heart totally to Him? Fourth, we need to notice about the lepers. Fourth thing we need to notice about the leper is the leper's prayer. I love it. He says, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. The leper calls Jesus, this is in the Greek, he calls him Kurios. And that means Jesus, he called Jesus Lord. Now, he didn't call him Savior or Rescuer or Deliverer, Provider or Healer. And by the way, Jesus is all of those things. But the leper calls him Lord because he knows that Jesus is the one who is in control. Jesus is not just the Lord of the universe. He's not just the Lord of everything there is. The leper is saying to Jesus, Jesus, you are Lord of me. If you are willing, Lord, not what I want, but what you want. Not my way in my time, but your way, Lord, in your time. You can make me clean. You have the power. You have the ableness. Do with me, Lord, as you desire. I tell you what, our unnamed leper didn't just have the right prayer. He came to the right place. He came to the right person. He came to the right God, for there is nowhere else he could have gone. There is no one else who had the solution, no one else who had the cure, no one else who had the power, only Jesus. So I wonder this morning what your great need might be. I wonder this morning where you are unclean. I wonder where you too feel like an outcast. I wonder where you feel cut off from God and cut off from those that you love. Wherever you are this morning, whatever you're struggling with, come like the leper. Come to Jesus. Because there is nowhere else to go. There is no one else who has the solution. There is no one else who has the cure. There is no one else who has the power you need. Only Jesus. Look how Jesus responds to the leper. Take note of his decisive authority to change this leper's life for forever. Luke 5:13. And Jesus stretched out his hand and he touched him, saying, of course I will, be clean. And immediately the leprosy left him. This morning, notice the clear and powerful authority of Jesus. Just two words. Be clean, right? Be clean. Be clean. And immediately the leprosy left him. Three things we need to know about the authority of Jesus 2,000 years ago with the leper and the authority of Jesus right here, right now, this very morning. First, we need to know that Jesus has authority to come to us where we are. In the Gospels, we see Jesus come to the sick and the outcast, to the blind, to the lost, to the hungry, to the demonized, and for sure, to the unclean. In Jesus, there's this compassionate willingness that moves him to us in the midst of our great need, in the midst of our great depravity. Mark's version of this story tells us that Jesus, filled with compassion, reached out and touched the untouchable leper. I love the Chosen version. Jesus gets down on the ground with him. And he doesn't just touch him, he embraces him. The profound and compassionate willingness of Jesus to come to us where we are should free us to come to Jesus as we are. I want to say it again. The profound and compassionate willingness of Jesus to come to us where we are should free us to come to Jesus as we are. We don't have to clean up. We don't have to try to figure it all out. We just got to come. Come to him as you are. I think this is where a lot of us stop short in our faith and in our prayer life. We struggle with whether or not God is willing, whether or not Jesus is really willing to actually move and work in our lives. Our struggle is not with his ability or his power. He's God. We know what he can do, but we struggle with knowing what he will do. But can I just encourage you that it's okay to ask? It's okay for you to ask God to heal your marriage. It's okay for you to ask God to bring your children to faith in Jesus. It's okay to ask Jesus to put a hedge of protection around your grandkids. It's okay to ask Jesus to heal your friend from cancer. It's okay to ask Jesus to free you from your addiction. It's okay to ask Jesus to soften your old hard heart. It's okay to ask him to make you fully available to the fullness of his Holy Spirit. I don't always know what God is going to do or how he's going to do it, but I want to be always willing to ask him if he's willing. I want to be always willing to let Jesus do whatever he wants to do in me and through me for others. And so remember, Jesus teaches us to pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," in our lives as it is in heaven, in my heart as it is in your heart. And Jesus teaches us to pray on that final night he's on planet earth, "Father, not what I will, but what you will. Have your way with me, Lord. Lord, have your way with us." Second, we need to know that Jesus has authority to reverse the flow. Jesus has the power to make the unclean clean. Again, everyone in Jesus' day understood the flow, right, to be going the other way. That the unclean touched the clean and made it unclean. But God's word says to us that Jesus, the one who is clean, that when he touches the unclean, when he touches us or we touch him, we are made clean. Praise God. There is indeed absolute authority and power in the loving touch of Jesus. In this passage, Jesus touches the untouchable leper, and Jesus, you know, often healed without any kind of touch. I mean, he healed with his spoken word. He healed just by, you know, praying over the crowd. But here, he actually puts his hands on the one who hadn't been touched in weeks or months, maybe years. It seems that the healing that Jesus was aiming at in our unnamed leper was not just the removal of a physical disease, but the healing and restoration of a rejected and broken heart. Jesus touches the untouchable, and in so doing, he reverses the curse. It was clearly understood that when a clean person touched an unclean person, the clean person became unclean. But Jesus makes the opposite true. Instead of the clean person becoming unclean, Jesus turned it around. When Jesus touches the leper, it is the unclean leper who now becomes clean. When Jesus touches us, he doesn't become like us. We become like him. When we reach to touch him, our sin and sickness, our sorrow, our brokenness doesn't change him, but rather he changes us. J.D. Walt said it this way. He said, Jesus touched the untouchable in order to reveal the power of love. He says, I have this theory that the power of love is so concentratedly pure in the person of Jesus that it works through his glance and through his words and through his touch and all the way down to the molecular level, transforming disease into health. This is not just some demonstration of power, raw power. It is a revelation of revolutionary love. Jesus touched the leper because he loved the leper. This morning, y'all, Jesus wants to touch you because he loves you. Third, we need to know, we need to experience that Jesus has the authority to make us whole, to make us whole. Jesus has the absolute authority and power to heal us of our uncleanliness. He has the absolute authority and power to heal us of our sicknesses and diseases, whether they be physical, mental, emotional, relational, or spiritual. He has the power, absolute power and authority to make you and me whole. He has the absolute authority and power to forgive us of our sins. Yes. But he also has the absolute authority and power to free us from the destructive power of sin in our lives, in our relationships. There's an old song by Charles Wesley. I can see it. He breaks the power of canceled sin. He sets the prisoner. I'm not doing it right. I'm going to read it. Sorry. He breaks the power of canceled sin. In other words, we've got sin that we get forgiven from, and then he breaks us from the power. He breaks the power of canceled sin. He sets the prisoner free. His blood can make the foulest clean. His blood availed for me. Y'all, this morning, let Jesus make you clean. Not just in a moment, not just sins forgiven, but may he free you from the power of sin. This morning, as we close, we're just going to have some time, and some of the prayer team might help me, but this is just a little cup of oil. And we're just going to pray for cleanliness and forgiveness and healing. I'm going to ask you this morning that you ask. I'm going to ask you this morning that you would ask Jesus to touch you. I'm going to ask you this morning, brothers and sisters, that you, not just that you would reach to Jesus, but you would allow his reach to come to you. Avail yourselves to his availability. And when you do, when he who is clean touches we who are not clean, we are made clean, whole, forgiven, new. There will be a transference of his love, his power, and his authority to do exactly what he desires to do in you this morning. So I just invite you, pray in your seats. Come and pray at the altar. And any kind of healing, any place where you need to be made whole, where you need to be made clean, this oil, it just represents the Spirit of Jesus. So come as you feel led as we pray for each other this morning. You know, one of the things not easy for any of us to do is to bow down to anyone or anything. I mean, we're West Texans, by golly. We pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps. But you know what? There is no way to truly live until we are truly surrendered. Until we bow down, we will never be raised up. And I just encourage you, Jesus wants to do so, so much in your life, but you got to give up on you so you can receive him. You got to lay your crowns, your ability, your strengths, your skills. You got to lay your everything at his feet. Now that leper in our story, he didn't have a choice. But boy, he made the right choice. And I just say to all of us this morning, as we head out into this world, this beautiful day that God has given us to love and serve him, Give yourself to Him. You will never regret it. Put that face in the dirt and yield yourself to His touch, His power, His presence. Lord Jesus, we belong to You. Have Your way with us. In Your name, Jesus, amen.
Thanks for listening to the St. Luke's Lubbock Sermon Podcast. For more information, you can find us on the web at stlukeslubbock.org. That's stlukeslubbock.org.